Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst this morning as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit ngegama lika Jesu. Uyazi sisabheke iparable eyenza uJesu Kristu lapha ku Matthew 13 ekhuluma ngokhula, the wheat and the weeds. Sibona i-awareness ekhona asenzela yona. Manje again ku John chapter 10:1 ekhuluma futhi ngabantu who don't enter through the right gate but by the other way. Loko kuyasitshela ukuthi not everyone in the church is about uJesu Kristu, but some who are in the church is for themselves and their own agenda. Hence I assurance that the day will come that the goats will be separated from the sheep. At the moment we may look the same, but we are not the same. The goats have resulted bangcwele ukuthi manje enkonzweni ebakrestwini abantu abasabona umehluko. Ngani? Ngoba into evelele kakhulu yiyona ama goats lawo. Uyabona ukuthi vele imbuzi phapha kanjani. Kunjalo ke naphakathi emabandleni. Abantu abavelele kakhulu yibo labo abaze benze ukuthi ivangeli likaNkulunkulu be ivangeli elithatha elinganakwanga. Ngani? Ngoba kuvelele bona. Bathi kuyafana. Manje kubonakala ngathi kuyafana. Sibonakala ngathi sisonke. Kodwa izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi kukhona usuku lapho kuyobonakala khona ukuthi akufani. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje bangcwele, ngithanda ukuthi kuMatthew chapter 7:21 sithola ukuthi noJesu Kristu uthi not everyone who say to him, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of God, but only those who does the will of the Father who is in heaven. Manje singamcula lo Lord, singayiphakamisa izandla. Lokho bangcwele akukho wrong, but inkane ukuthi intando yakhe siyayenza na. Ngoba kulula bangcwele ukuthi uma kuphakamisa izandla, uma kuculwa sikhona abanye baze praise and worship. Umuntu ezazi ukuthi akaphili right, kodwa ahambe ngesibindi esingaka ayoma acule kwi-praise and worship ebukhoneni bukaNkulunkulu. Manje ngikhumbula bangcwele ngisakhuluma ngalokhu, ngikhumbula my niece uthe maseke tshelwa ngoJesu semamukela uJesu, but kukhona izinto ebezenza ebezingangijabulisi ezenzwa umuntu ekuthiwa umzalwana. Ngathi kwaba khona othi kimi, hayi kuba uyamyekela uzaya aye ashintshe. Ngathi yazini, uma engekashintshi manje angeke aphinde ashintshe. Ngani? Ngoba uzongena enkonzweni azi amakhorasi abazalwana, azi language yabazalwana, azi konke bangcwele, kodwa angayiphili lento. Manje umuntu uba convicted vele makaqeda ukumamukela uJesu ngempela abazalwana, ngoba liyamhlaba izwi likaNkulunkulu bese abona isono sakhe aphenduke. Uma ngazange ahlatshwe, namhlanje sinabazalwana abangazange bahlatshwe yizwi, abavele kuthiwa if you want to accept Christ aphakamise isandla kwenziwe i-sinner's prayer, and yet lo muntu akahlatshanga yizwi. Sizalwa ngokwezwi lithi izwi kaNkulunkulu, John chapter 1, abangazalanga ngokwentando kwamama nobaba kodwa abazala ngokwezwi. Uma izwi lingakakuzali, ngoba it is uncorruptible seed, eqaphela ukuthi ngempela ukhona na. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje angikhulumi konke bangcwele, kodwa ngikhuluma kulabo ke manje abahamba ngendlela efanelekile ukuthi manje I've come to encourage those abamfunayo uNkulunkulu, abamlambele uNkulunkulu, abazamayo ukuthi benze into right noma ekhona ama challenge bangcwele. Wona vele ilingo zikhona, kodwa umuntu uyambona ukuthi lo muntu uzimisele. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje mangithi izwi kaNkulunkulu ulithi namhlanje know that you are blessed. Siyafunda lapha kwincwadi ka Proverbs chapter 3. Sifunde from verse 13 to 18. Lithi leli lizwi lapho from 13 to 18 wakhona. Lithi, blessed is the man who finds wisdom, the man who gains understanding. Blessed is the man who finds the wisdom, the man who gains understanding. For she is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. Lapho ke bangcwele ikhuluma ngani ngewisdom. Ukuthi wisdom is profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. Bese ku verse 15 wakhona lithi, she is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare her with. Meaning that I wisdom ngokwayo. Ku verse 16 lithi, long life is in her right hand. In her left hand are the riches and honor. Manje lapho kukhulunywa nge wisdom bangcwele. Manje sithola ukuthi khona lapho sisakhuluma ngalo lona lolu vesi sithola khona ku verse 3 wakhona khona kulele lizi elithi let love and faithfulness never leave you, bind them around your neck, write them on the tables of your heart, then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and men. Angcwele akukho kumuntu athi anginandaba nomuntu uma ngabe uNkulunkulu nje uyangibona. Ayivangeli bangcwele lifuna ukuthi sithokozise nabantu ngoba kukhona abantu abangalifundi iBhayibheli. Kodwa mina nawe ngendlela esihamba ngayo inkambo yethu bafunda yona bese babona uNkulunkulu kithi. This is the very thing eyenza ukuthi uIsrayeli afeyile somewhere somehow bangcwele. Ngani? Ngoba uNkulunkulu wanted him to display ubukhulu bukaNkulunkulu ezizweni, but ebefeyila ngoba instead of displaying ubukhulu bukaNkulunkulu ezizweni wayefuna ukufana nabo, waze wathi siphe inkosi sifane nezinye izizwe. Ngithanda uMoses lapha ku-Exodus 33 athi yini ezosihlukanisa? What will distinguish us between the people in the world and abantwana bakaNkulunkulu? Bazalona kufanele kube nomehluko. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sisakhuluma ngokuthi u-blessed uma uhamba ngendlela. Ngoba izwi lapho lithi blessed is the man who finds wisdom. We know ukuthi bangcwele according to 1 Corinthians 1:31. UJesu Christ is our wisdom from God. And if we find him, we are blessed. Uma ngabe asitholile uJesu o simtholile savula inhliziyo zethu, we are blessed. Manje the evidence that we have found in him ilapha kuJohn chapter 15 ku verse 14 to 16 uma ethi you are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. For everything that I learned from my father, I have made it known to you. Manje uthi Jesu Christo, you are my friends if you keep my command. You are no longer called a servant. Ngoba a servant does not know his master's business. Manje uJesu ufuna ukusithatha asifake ezingeni lokuthi sifikele siunderstande ibusiness kaNkulunkulu ngabantu bakhe. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda i-expression ekhulunywa lapha kwincwadi kaJob ekhulunywa u-Elephazi kuJob chapter 22. Uma u-Elephazi ekhuluma bangcwele lapha kuverse 21 to 28. Uthi make khuluma Job chapter 22 verse 21 to 28 athi submit to God and be at peace with him, in this way prosperity will come to you. Namhlanje uma bekhuluma ngeprosperity bakhuluma ngendaba yemali. Iprosperity bangcwele washo uNkulunkulu even naku Joshua. What when you meditate in my word day and night, you shall prosper in everything that you do. A prosperity is not about money only. But a prosperity is when bangcwele wenza into ulokuphumelela. ngoba nezwi laphayana u epistle ku John athi I wish that you may prosper and be in good health as your soul prospers. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje athi make qhubeka ke eliphasi make khuluma athi submit to God and be at peace with him, in this way prosperity will come to you. Athi accept instruction from his mouth and lay up his words in your heart. Accept instruction from his mouth and lay up his words in your heart. Yileyo uDavide ku Psalm 119 bangcwele esemusha athi insizwa umuntu omusha angabalekela kanjani isono athi ngoba makalonde izwi kaNkulunkulu enhlizweni yakhe. Ngaphandle kokulonda izwi kaNkulunkulu enhlizweni zethu, ngaphandle kokuthi uJesu Kristu abe senhlizweni zethu, angeke sibe namandla okulonda izwi likaNkulunkulu. Manje athi make qhubeka ku-Elepiyeza lapha yena kuverse 23 athi if you return to the Almighty you'll be restored, if you remove wickedness far from your tent. Manje siyabona ukuthi itende indawo esihlala kula ngithi, and itende again according to incwadi kaCorinthians chapter 5, the tent is our body. Athi if you return to Almighty you will be restored, if you remove wickedness from your tent. A tent is our body, bangcwele. Ngoba lithi uma leli tende lidilika, sinesakhiwo esikhulu ezulwini esingenziwa ngezandla zomuntu. Manje uma sibheka ke uthi if you remove wickedness far from you. Let me say this morning, bangcwele. Uma simamukela uJesu, simamukele sinezinto eziningi. Siboshiwe yizono, siboshiwe izinto eziningi, abanye beboshwa amacases, abanye beboshwa amahabits. But uma efika uJesu kukhona izinto ezingadingi ukuthi manje zithathe iprocess ukuthi zisuke kithi. Khona izinto ekufanele zidilike immediately uma simamukela. Then there are other things, bangcwele, othola ukuthi sise kwiprocess yokusizwa endleleni azikakaphumi kithi. Yiko lokhu sometimes omunye umuntu uma enza into engahambelani nezwi omzalwana omusha akufanelanga umkhondeme ngani ngoba usekwi process yensindiso. Insindiso bangcwele, it's a process. Every day God is dealing with us and is dealing with our character every day. Manje uthi make qhubeka athi and assign your nuggets to the dust, your gold of opa to the rocks in the rivers. Ngithanda la ku verse 23 wakona athi if you return to the Almighty you will be restored, if you remove wickedness far from you you will lend. Manje to being restored it's like being to repent, bangcwele. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukukhuluma ke kulabo athi make qhubeka laphayana ku verse 27 athi surely then you will find delight in the Almighty and will lift up your face to God. Uyabona uma se usahamba ngendlela bangcwele, izinto zikaNkulunkulu azikubhori, ziyakujabulisa. Athi surely then you will find delight in the Almighty. Hlanje esakhuluma futhi athi you will pray to him and he will hear you and you will find you will fulfill your vows. What you decide on will be done, and the light will shine on your ways. When men are brought down, and you say, lift them up, then he will save the downcast. Manje, ekuseni kwanamhlanje, njengoba ngithi bangcwele, ngithanda ukukhuluma kakhulu kulabantu ukuthi u-blessed. Uma ngabe uyenza intando kaNkulunkulu, u-blessed. Elithi izwi blessed is the man who finds wisdom. Uma umtholile uJesu, you are blessed. The things that you find is not into uma uthola mathi blessed is the man who finds. Uma ufinda into bangcwele, it's something that is not on the surface. It's something that you have searched for it, or it's something that is hidden. When you get that thing bangcwele, into kaNkulunkulu imfihlakalo ibuhula kubantu abangazi into zikamoya. Manje uma ngabe usindisiwe, ngiya ku ukuthi bangcwele abaningi babusisekile kodwa bazazi ukuthi babusisekile ngiya ukuthi ngibonile endleleni abanye baze bayoshona umuntu bangcwele esokola ewumntana kaNkuluNkulu and esitshela ukuthi kufanele ngisokole ngoba and yet is the lies of the devil from the pit of hell uma sifika kuNkuluNkulu we are blessed. The reason that abantu begijima beyale ngale bethu bezwa kuthiwa iza nemali iza nalokhu uzokhulekela uzobusiseka it's because ungazi ukuthi ubusisekile manje la uJesu Kristo wenza neparable kuMatthew chapter 13 kuverse 44 ekhuluma ngehidden treasure ukuthi manje mawutholile this hidden treasure into kaNkuluNkulu bangcwele it's a hidden treasure athi uDavide ku Psalm 42 kuverse 7 athi deep calls for deep izinto ezikaNkuluNkulu zinobunzulu and ezifuna ube umuntu onobunzulu oye kujuleni kwezinto njengoba noJesu make fika kubafundi wathi lahlelani umnathe wena ekujuleni izinto zikaNkuluNkulu azitholakali ku surface izinto zikaNkuluNkulu zijulile bangcwele manje uma sikhumbula again siqhubeka ku Proverbs 13 wakhona lithi blessed is the man who gains understanding manje in this statement bangcwele we all may witness we all may witness ukuthi manje kukhona abantu abasenkonzweni abantu every Sunday baye enkonzweni abantu bayagqoka nokugqoka but they have not come to a place of gaining understanding even mawukhuluma ngensindiso ukuthi insindiso is not about going to church ngoba uNkulunkulu uhlala phakathi kwethu yes we need to attend to come together but indaba ilapha phakathi kwethu yahlula uNikodima bangcwele uma uJesu ebuza akhuluma ngokuzalwa kabusha kwatholakala uJesu uzuyambuza uNikodima lapha ku John chapter 3 athi uNkulunkulu athi uJesu kuye you are a teacher of the law and you could not even understand ukuthi yini ukuzalwa kabusha manje kunjalo namhlanje bangcwele bakhona abantu abaze baya kwi theology bakhona abantu abashumayelayo kodwa akakatholile wisdom akakazalwa kabusha ngoba sindiswa ngokuthi sisonte phakathi nasemasonteni ethu sithi abasonto bazalwana bakhona bangasindiswanga phakathi namasonto esithi akusibona abazalwana bakhona abasindisiwe manje kuyi ngebuilding kuya ngerelationship onayo noNkulunkulu manje ireligion bangcwele ikubekisa umthetho but uJesu usibizela kwirelationship manje ngithonda ukuthi ekuseni kwanamhlanje wena kuwe omamukela uJesu Kristo ungaloku uyale nale uzobathi khipha imali le nale yazi ukuthi you are blessed ngani ngoba you have gained an understanding and you'll never be a victim of being tossed to and fro by any kinds of doctrine. There are people bangcwele uJesu Kristo waye concerning ngabo aze athi make lapha ku Ephesians chapter 4 wakhona uma silfunda leli lizwi uJesu Kristo sifunda from verse 11 sesizovala lapha lithi zikaNkuluNkulu verse 11 lithi it was he who gave some to be apostles some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for the work of service, so that the body of Christ may be built until we reach unity in faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Go verse 14, Uti. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and the blown here and there, by every wind of teaching, and by the cunning and the craftiness of men in their own deceitful scheme. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things things grow up in him who is the head, that is Christ. From him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grow and build itself up in love as each part does its work. Manje lapho siyabona ukuthi uJesu Kristo waye concern ngaloko bangcwele ukuthi masikhule sizokwazi ukuthi senze umsebenzi asibizele wona, not only kuma pulpit. Miningi imisebenzi mawufunda lapha yana ku Romans chapter 12, the motivational gifts, ukuthi whatever, even you are a teacher at school, that is a gift bangcwele uNkulunkulu, a calling uNkulunkulu akubizele yona. If you are a nurse in the hospital, that is a gift uNkulunkulu akubizele yona, ngoba siyabathola bekhona. No look the uLuke obhale the book of Acts or obhala the book of Luke, he was a doctor kodwa ophumela umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu. Manje ukuba izwa akusi only ukuthi siyoma epulpiti, ipulpiti ligcwele naphakathi eShoprite, ipulpiti likhona ukuthi utshele umuntu ngoJesu Kristo. Nasendaweni eyithile ipulpiti likhona uma ngabe utshela umuntu ngoJesu Kristo. Manje ngithanda ukuthi ekuseni kwanamhlanje bangcwele, know that you are blessed, ngoba izwi likaNkulu uJesu Kristo uyasho ukuthi blessed are those who believe without seeing. For the mere fact that you have believed without seeing, you are blessed. And little blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Uma ngabe umuntu ophuma ufuna ubuso bukaNkulunkulu, uzama ukuzikhipha ngezinto zikaNkulunkulu, lithi zikaNkulunkulu, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngithela ukuthi bangcwele, nakuzaga 18 verse 2 lithi, a person who does not take pleasure and delight in better understanding is a fool. Ngani? Ngoba you've got to understand ukuthi you are blessed. Therefore, this verse tells us about understanding, ukuthi it's better to understand. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Uyabona uMoses in a burning bush bangcwele, uma elapho ku burning bush, waye uMoses ezazi ukuthi ungumIsraelite, wahlala eMidiana for 40 years mhlambe waze wazikhohlwa nokuthi ubani, and ekhuluma ngoNkulunkulu sometimes angam understand, ngoba ekugcineni ngoba ukhulele lo muntu ekwa eGibhitha ebona uNkulunkulu abahlukene, kodwa eyazi ukuthi kukhona uNkulunkulu kaIsrayeli. Uthe make ehlangana noNkulunkulu in a burning bush, kwafanele ukuthi uNkulunkulu ayichaze, ngoba wabuza ukuthi mangifika lapha ngizothi ubani wena. And yiko lokho elithi izwi kaNkulunkulu endleleni uNkulunkulu wacishe wambulala ngani, ngoba abantwana bakhe wayengabasecircumcisanga according to the law kaNkulunkulu yama-Israelites. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi you are blessed. Ungavumeli isitha sikutshela ukuthi awukho blessed. Ungavumeli isimo sikutshela ukuthi awukho blessed. Ungavumeli izinto uma ngazingahambi kahle uhambe uyofuna usizo kwenye indawo. Hlala ulinde uNkulunkulu, ngoba izwi kaThixo lithi, blessed are those who wait upon God. uNkulunkulu izinto zakhe zine time frame kaNkulunkulu, azina time frame yethu. Bonke uma bebheka bangcwele, abantu ababizwa uNkulunkulu behamba noNkulunkulu, bathatha isikhathi ukuthola izinto zabo, ngoba uNkulunkulu there was something ayenzayo empilweni zabo. Manje kuseni kwanamhlanje ngizonxusa kuwe ukuthi ungalokhu ungena ngapha nangapha, uphuma ngapha nangapha, utostwa each and every kind of doctrine. Ngani? Ngoba ufuna ama-blessing. You are blessed. Kufanele ukuthi uma uvuke ekuseni uzitshele ukuthi I am blessed. And the devil must know ukuthi you are blessed. And izwi kaNkulunkulu asho Isaiah bangcwele, athi Isaiah make khuluma ezwini kaNkulunkulu, athi morning by morning he wakens me up and open my understanding to listen as the one who's being taught. Every morning God wakes us up and open our ears to listen as the one who is being taught. Athi Jesu Kristo lapha ku Mark chapter 8, athi Jesu Kristo, be careful how you listen. Asho nakwincwadi kaLuke. Manje simbonga uNkulunkulu ekuseni kwanamhlanje. Ngizokhuthaza wena umusha ofuna uNkulunkulu ukuthi ungakhathazeki ngokuthi mhlawumbe umshado sokudlulile, ungakhathazeki ukuthi udlule isikhathi, ungakhathazeki lezo zinto. Ngani? Ngoba sometimes we are baye bakupressurize kune pressure la ngaphandle bangcwele ozibona ngathi isikhathi sidlulile kanti hayi uNkulunkulu ngesikhathi esifanelekile very soon nje bangcwele sizoshadisa umuntu oqeda ulotshola ena 458 years of age emphilele uNkulunkulu. I've seen abanye uPastor Maggie Potit at Cleveland, Tennessee, owashada ena 60 years of age. Thina uNkulunkulu izinto zakhe bangcwele zonke ebheke eBhayibhelini. Abantu wayebabiza wayebiza abantu abanobo 80 years, abantu ababasebenzisa abantu abadala ebabiza ebudaleni babo, bathola abantwana ebudaleni babo. Manje uNkulunkulu akahambi ngetiming yezwe ngoba izwe linesikhathi salo, isikhathi sika uNkulunkulu sihlukile kunesikhathi sezwe. May God richly bless you this morning. Know that you are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.